Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Pei Tes, Psachim 89a, pagination is 177. We start at the Mishnah just below midway on the page at the beginning of a line. The concept over here is actually outlined later on the page in the following Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Nimnin u'moshchin es yedeihem mimenu ad sheyishchat. A person can join the Karban Pesach or pull out of the Karban Pesach until the animal is shecht, is slaughtered. We're dealing with the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which is done bechabura as a group, and the Karban is brought in the Beis HaMikdash, but the person that's standing there is the representative of the group. As long as a person was counted in the group, he can be included in that animal and will be able to be yotze his mitzvah of eating from the Karban Pesach that night from that Karban. If, however, he was not included at the time of Shechita, then he's not part of the Chabura, part of the group, and he would not be able to eat with them. So our Mishnah says, Ha'omer Levonov, a person says to his sons, to his children, Hareini shochet es ha-Pesach, I'm shechting the Pesach al mi sheyala mikem rishon lirushalayim, to include whichever one of you comes first to Yerushalayim. Kevin shehichnes harishon rosho v'rubo, once the first one enters Yerushalayim, the deal kicks in, and Zacha Bechelko, he merits his own portion within that Karban Pesach that his father is bringing, Umezake es Echov Imo, and he also brings merit, he also gives validity to the inclusion of his brothers. Shema Mina, the initial reaction of the Gemara is Yesh Breira. Apparently, things can be clarified. What does it mean, things can be clarified? The father does not know which one ends up entering Yerushalayim first, whose punch card gets punched first. He doesn't know. As he's bringing the Karban Pesach, he's saying, whoever is the first, that's who's included. That sounds like the presentation over here. And from there, it appears to indicate that a person can make such conditional things, statements, which will be clarified later. The classic example of Breira that's often used is a person who has not yet tithed the wine in a barrel, and he makes a statement that whatever I end up tithing, that should be the tithe. It should turn out that those molecules of wine were the tithe already from the beginning, so that I could start drinking even now. And that's the concept of Breira. It will be clarified, even though I don't know right now. So too over here, he doesn't know which one, but that one that does come is the one that I meant to include. Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, this has absolutely nothing to do with Breira. This is Kedei Lezarzen B'mitzvahs Ka'amar. His statement was not to exclude whoever doesn't show up on time, and to include the person who does, comes first, etc. It has nothing to do with that. It was an incentive type statement which was meant to be legally meaningless. Dekanami, I'll prove it to you. Diktani, because the end of the Mishnah said, and you might have noticed this, Umezake Echov Imo, and he causes merit, he causes the inclusion of his brothers with him when he shows up. If the father was including everybody, Shapir, so then of course they're included. Once he shows up, everybody gets included. But if he wasn't including them originally, lebasa deshachad mika mismanu, what is it, when they show up, but then by then the carbon was already shecht. You could only include until Shechita, as I quoted from the Mishnah before we started the Mishnah we're learning. Shemami na, clearly, this is not a case of Breira, this is a case of incentive, and the father said something, the equivalent of, whoever shows up gets supper tonight, whoever's late doesn't get supper tonight, and then he ends up serving everyone's supper. He was just trying to get them to come. Tanya Nami Hachi, indeed, that's how we understand this topic. Maisa, there was a story. V'kidmu banos lebanim, the daughters came earlier than the sons. What would you expect the halacha to be in such a case? If you held that this was really a condition, the daughters would be included in the Karban Pesach and the sons would not. But that's not what it says. The halacha in that brisa is stated as v'nimtza banos zerizos uvbanim shefelim. The result was, the word on the street was, that the daughters were quick, they were meritorious, and the sons were lazy, they were slow, they were lowly. In the words of Rashi in Gittin, Loktani banos zochos bepesach, it doesn't say that the daughters merited to be part of the Karban Pesach, ubanim lo zachu, and the sons did not. Instead, it simply gives commentary on their attributes, because certainly they're both included in the Karban Pesach, and certainly as well in our Mishnah when he says whoever comes first, he doesn't really mean to exclude the others. They're all included, but he was trying to say things. Pitumi mili ba'alma. He was just trying to say things that would cause an incentive for the children to come on time. Yeshe koach. Thank you for joining.